Good morning, and welcome back to our presidential weekend series on America's leaders from coast to coast, the 250th anniversary edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
Today, we meet number 7. And honestly, this is where American history takes a hard left turn. Before this, we had founding fathers and intellectuals. Today, we have a brawler, a duelist, a man who carried a bullet in his chest for most of his life. We are talking about Old Hickory himself, Andrew Jackson.
Andrew Jackson is the first rock star president. And I don't mean that he played guitar. I mean he had fans who would literally tear the house down to see him. When he was inaugurated in 1829, the crowd was so big and so rowdy that they stormed the White House. They tracked mud on the carpets, broke thousands of dollars in china, and Jackson actually had to escape out a back window. They only got the people to leave by putting giant tubs of whiskey punch on the front lawn. That scene basically sums up the Jackson era. The mob had arrived in Washington.
But his popularity came from a real place. He was the first president not from Virginia or Massachusetts. He was from the West, Tennessee. He was born poor, orphaned by the Revolutionary War, and pulled himself up by his bootstraps. To the average guy on the frontier, he was a god. He was the hero of New Orleans who beat the British.
But to the establishment and to the Native Americans, he was a nightmare. We have to talk about the Indian Removal Act. This is the darkest stain on his legacy. The Supreme Court actually ruled that the Cherokee Nation in Georgia had a right to their land. They had treaties. Jackson ignored the court. He famously said, "John Marshall has made his decision. Now let him enforce it." He used the U.S. Army to force the Cherokee, Choctaw, Creek, Chickasaw, and Seminole off their lands and march them to Oklahoma. Thousands died on the Trail of Tears. Jackson framed it as national security, but it was really about clearing land for cotton plantations.
He was just as aggressive with the economy. He waged a personal war against the Bank of the United States.
The Bank War. Jackson hated the National Bank. He thought it was a tool for rich elites in Philadelphia to control the farmers. So when Congress tried to renew the bank's charter, he vetoed it. And he didn't just veto it. He wrote a message saying the president represents the people, not the banks. He withdrew all the federal money and put it into local pet banks. It was a populist power move that destroyed the bank, but it also crashed the economy later. He didn't care. He believed debt was a moral sin. He actually paid off the entire national debt, the only time that has ever happened in U.S. history.
And we can't forget the nullification crisis. This is where he showed his unionist side.
This is the irony of Jackson. He was a slaveholder from the South, but when South Carolina tried to nullify federal tariffs and threatened to secede, Jackson went full commander-in-chief. He told South Carolina and his own former vice president, John C. Calhoun, that if they defied the law, he would personally lead the army down there and hang them from the first tree he could find. He preserved the Union 30 years before Lincoln, purely by force of personality.
He was a man of intense grudges. He once killed a man in a duel because the guy insulted his wife, Rachel.
Rachel is the tragedy of his life. She died right after he was elected, before he took office. Jackson believed the nasty attacks by his political enemies caused her death. He never forgave them. At his funeral, his pet parrot apparently had to be removed because it wouldn't stop swearing. That is the energy Andrew Jackson brought to the presidency.
He changed the office forever. He made the president the most powerful person in the government.
Love him or hate him. And there are plenty of reasons for both. He defined modern American politics.
That is our profile for the 7th president. Join us tomorrow as we meet the man he handpicked to succeed him, the little magician, Martin Van Buren. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.